Welcome to Podcast of S.H.I.E.L.D., a new podcast from Invasion Radio and Screen Invasion. I'm Crystal Bailey, co-founder, editor-in-chief at Screen Invasion, and I'm here with my co-host, Kevin Taylor.
Hey guys, how's it going? I am the editor-in-chief of Sports Invasion, the sister website of Screen. And we're very excited to bring a new podcast talking all about the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Crystal and I have watched TV for pretty much our lives. Currently, I'm watching How I Met Your Mother, Dexter, Breaking Bad, of course, which is just about to end. And of the new shows that are about to start, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is definitely the one I'm most excited about.
Yeah, it's my number one. I watch a lot of TV. I did the Small Screen podcast previously for Screen Invasion, and so I'm excited to get back into podcasting again. And I am super excited for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's Joss Whedon and it's Marvel. It's two things I love coming together week after week. Yeah, why are you excited for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in particular?
Because the Avengers was awesome, and so I want to see more stuff from everyone who was involved in that.
That is very true.
I'm excited to basically watch a new Marvel movie every single week.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we were actually lucky enough to see it in advance. We were at the D23 Expo in August.
So here are all the spoilers.
No. This episode, as the intro, we're just going to dig into our thoughts on the pilot, but not dig into spoilers. We don't want to ruin the surprises for you guys, but we are pretty excited about it. And it was pretty much lived up to all of my expectations for the pilot. So, yeah, let's dig in a little bit on some of the details. Again, this is spoiler-free, so don't worry if you haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing for me, anyway, is Coulson lives.
Yes, he does.
As you can see from all the commercials, he's around.
He is alive.
Which I thought was great. You know, he is a good through line through all of the Marvel movies, so it's kind of important to have that kind of character and consistency in the pilot and in the show in general.
Yeah.
Not to get into spoilers, this isn't a spoiler, don't worry, but it will be interesting to see how they explain his return.
Yeah.
As the series progresses. It's not answered in the pilot, but some hints are dropped.
It is, exactly. It's hinted a little bit, and yeah, it'll be interesting to see, because it seems like it's kind of a secret even to some people on the show from what we saw.
Yeah, people don't know what
happened. So it is going to be very interesting, and I'm curious to see how the show goes, because I'll be interested to see if it's more of an episodic thing where the people are learning of new powers and dealing with individual characters each week, or if there's going to be a through story arc of just a few people that they focus on and building the story around them, in addition to the agents themselves and their personal relations with their coworkers and the work that they do.
Yeah, I mean, I think given that it's Joss Whedon, that it could be very season-long arc style where they have a big bad, essentially. Mm-hmm. That's what they did on Buffy. That's what they've done on Angel and his other shows. So I think maybe to start, you know, to give people a chance to hop in at any point, it'll start out episodic, and then, they'll introduce a big bad, and it could go from there, and he could be the villain for the overall season.
Yeah. And I mentioned this earlier about seeing a new Avengers movie every single week, pretty much, and we could definitely tell that they spent a lot of money on the pilot just as far as the special effects are concerned and some of the action in the movie, or I'm sorry, in the show. And I certainly assume it wouldn't slow down after the first week. So it looks like Marvel and ABC and everybody is putting a lot of money into the show. And I think it's going to work out because, you know, the Avengers obviously has such an established fan base already from all the Marvel movies that have led up to it. And a lot of the characters from the movies are going to be in the show. I think it's going to be an interesting phenomenon because there hasn't really been a ton of this, you know, characters from a movie and then turning into a TV show that I can think of. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they play it out. And I can't wait because I think it's just going to be awesome.
Yeah, I agree that it's not something we normally see. I mean, there have been shows that have become movies and movies that have become shows, like Friday Night Lights, for example.
Yeah.
But this is an entirely different thing because this is actually coexisting with
alongside
with the movies. So there could be characters coming in and out. I mean, Colby Smulders and Coulson obviously are in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they were in Avengers in the previous movies. But, I mean, Samuel L. Jackson, Tom Hiddleston, they've all mentioned how it'd be cool to be on the show, you know, down the road. So it'll be interesting to see if and when they start weaving those established characters into the storyline of the series.
Yeah, for sure.
And, yeah, going back to your point about budget, actually, like, that was impressive. Mm-hmm. And it'll be impressive to see week after week, because they do have a lot of special effects. Like, there's, you know, hologram technology and explosions, you know, just the...
Yeah.
Getting the superheroes, like, superpowers into play.
Pretty much a lot of the stuff that we saw in the movies that are on TV, the TV screen now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and then we'll see how it goes, you know, when they're on a schedule, because, you know, this is the pilot, so they had a lot longer to make it and to really refine it. Mm-hmm. And once it's, like, into the season, you know, they're going to have, like, 8 days or however long their shooting schedule is to actually do it week after week. So we'll see if that diminishes over time, but to start, it was very impressive.
And also to see how much they toe the line between, you know, the big blockbuster explosions that we're used to seeing in the movie, and again, as I said, the character development and the focusing on the personal stories of the show. They did a pretty good job of that in the pilot. I'm assuming they're going to do something along the lines of that throughout the series, but it'll be interesting to see how they keep that going, and I'm very curious. Yeah, we were very satisfied with the pilot. It was pretty much exactly what we were expecting, and it delivered on every front. There were things that I was wondering a few days after about the episode, thinking about that I'm still curious, and I can't wait to rewatch it in a couple days and remember and see some of the things I probably missed, you know, along the way. So
yeah, I think one of the things that it really succeeds on as a pilot is that it makes me want to watch more.
Sure.
It drops in enough hints, like with Coulson and how he's back, and with the whole S.H.I.E.L.D. agency, that it makes me want to tune in, you know, the next week to find out answers and see how it goes from there. So, yeah, that pretty much wraps up our thoughts on the pilot itself and the promise it holds for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just since this is the first episode, we also wanted to drop in some news. Spoilers, if you guys care about characters coming in, you know, in the third episode or second or a third episode.
Yeah, we have not seen this person on screen yet, so we don't know what they look like or what they're going to... what the dynamics are.
We don't know how it's going to play out, but news broke that Ian Hart, who is an English actor who played Professor Quirrell in the Harry Potter movies.
Sorcerer's Stone, I believe it was.
Yeah, the very first one. He is being brought onto the show to play a supervillain called Graviton. And he will be able to manipulate gravity with his mind if it's staying in line with the actual comic book source material. Mm-hmm. So that sounds pretty interesting. And it sounds like he could be the makings of this season's big bad.
Yeah, definitely. And with CGI as it is these days, and we, of course, all saw the Inception hallway scene where they were basically, you know, air fighting and all that stuff. If it's going to be manipulating gravity, it could be really interesting to see the special effects that they work with that in the shots.
Yeah, and that would be awesome.
Yeah, and in the pilot, you know, there was this talk about, of course, there's in every action thing, there's always the big bad villain people who are backing all of this and whatever, and if they connect with this Graviton guy or something, there could be a pretty lethal opposition to the agents, but I think they'll probably be up for the challenge. I would have to assume they are the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after all.
I mean, that pretty much wraps up our, you know, first episode. This is kind of short. We just wanted to introduce ourselves and talk about the pilot without spoiling any of the surprises for you guys. So yeah, that is about it for this week.
You know, on a week-by-week basis, we'll be coming in, and of course, when we can actually talk about what happened on the episode, we're going to talk a lot more and dive into it deeper and do everything from, you know, predictions of what we think will happen, thoughts on the original episode, characters we like, characters we don't. We're kind of just going to cover it all. Since no one's seen the pilot except for us and the people in that
at D23
and whoever else has seen it, we don't want to spoil anything, obviously, but we are very excited to talk to you guys about this show because, as we said, we're huge fans of TV and of Marvel and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's kind of all coming in together in what hopefully will be a perfect package for what should be a show that I think could be around for quite some time.
It's definitely like its own type of beast. Like we said, you know, it's the very first show that's going to kind of coexist with these movies. And have this synergy across the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm. So it's a big deal.
Kind of a big deal.
But yeah, so the show premieres, if you guys don't know for some reason, it premieres on September 24th, 8 p.m. on ABC.
Which is this Tuesday
this
coming
Tuesday.
Up.
This Tuesday. Don't miss it. And then after you watch it, stay tuned and we'll have our spoiler-filled episode probably on Wednesday or so.
Yeah, sounds good.
But yeah, so in the meantime, you can follow me, Crystal Bailey, on Twitter at Crystal, K-R-I-S-T-A-L, underscore Bailey, or Invasion Radio and at Screen Invasion.
And you can follow me, Kevin Taylor, at Take Two, T-A-Y-K-E-2. And if you're a sports fan, as I mentioned before, we also have Sports Invasion. You can follow them on Twitter at Sports Invasion.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.